In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
The gospel of the healing of the 10 lepers is really our Thanksgiving gospel. The gospel that's read at a prayer service, a moyevin of Thanksgiving. This gospel reading sometimes falls on the Sunday closest to the American holiday of Thanksgiving, but sometimes does not. The Orthodox Church's lectionary is set and consistent, but it was composed many centuries before there ever was an America. And the timing of readings throughout the year are affected by the movable date of Pascha and Pentecost, so there is a shifting that occurs each year in the readings. Most sermons tend to follow the dual tracks of proclaiming how wonderful Christ is and how bad the world is. Not the good world created by God and co-created by the Son of God, but the world has fallen and as in rebellion from God and in denial of God's reality and God's will. And then from there we are asked about ourselves. In light of our wonderful Lord and Savior, who is God's eternal Son, who has taken human flesh, and in light of a fallen and sinful and yet still beautiful world, where do we land? Where is our heart? With the Lord or with the world? We are usually torn between both at any given moment. And the choice before us is indeed is do we light a candle or just curse the darkness? The candle given to us to light today is the candle of gratitude, of thankfulness. Only one of the 10 lepers turned to give thanks to Jesus. We want to be that one leper of the 10. Who turned and gave thanks. The Venerable Bede, writing in the 7th century, said, "This one who went back giving glory to God is a figure of the one church in devout humility before Christ." Brothers and sisters, we have been healed as were the lepers. And what is the essence of our healing? St. Bede says it's first and foremost the healing of heresy, of the healing from false teaching. He says, they may well be described as lepers who, while having no true knowledge of the faith, profess a variety of heretical teachings. St. Paul proclaims to us in this morning's epistle from Ephesians, the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and one God and Father of all. It is a healing from the alternative of relying on one man in Rome for your faith, or of relying on one person for your faith, which is yourself. It's one man rule either way. Those are the alternatives. So today, therefore, let us be thankful to God that our faith does not have to rely on one source, on one person, but that in the apostolic church founded by Christ, we have the gift of the Holy Fathers. Let us be thankful for the Holy Fathers. The Holy Fathers, many voices singing in various tones and in perfect harmony down through the centuries. This is what is different and unique about Orthodoxy. The tremendous resource we have of the Church Fathers. Yes, we have the Word of God and the Holy Scriptures, but then we have the Fathers there for us to guide us in God's Word and to keep us from straying, to keep us from heresy. A newcomer inquirer asked, why don't I give more personal commentary in my emails, or why don't I do more of little sermons explaining the scriptures, and that I just give a lot of quotes from the fathers. and that's what I do. I just give a lot of quotes from the fathers about how to live the Christian life. Because we need that. We need the mind of the fathers in our generation more than you need to hear from what I think. That's because what the fathers have to say distinguishes our one faith and shows how it is timeless and lasting and consistent truth. That a 4th century father and a 20th century father are found to be in total agreement and unity in faith and teaching, guided by the same Spirit. And that's far more valuable than any contemporary voice. Any contemporary voice has to show itself to be in harmony with the church fathers, or it's not worth listening to. So let us hear a few things from the fathers. On the subject of fasting, St. John of Kronstadt writes, "A full stomach makes a person lose faith and fear of God. It makes him unfeeling in prayer and in thanksgiving and in praise to God. A satiated heart turns away from the Lord and becomes as hard and unfeeling as stone." That's why we fast. We fast because when we're full of heavy foods, our spiritual life goes down. Our spiritual life suffers. That's the church's teaching. That's the teaching of the fathers. We celebrate today a great father of the church, St. John of Damascus, who is the composer of the Paschal Canon, of the hymns we sing Paschal night when we're going around sensing the church after we've come back in from the procession. He's also the author of the funeral service, which we just had, and of the memorial the hymns that are done at the memorials, the memorial services, the panegyrics. So a great author and teacher of the faith. Concerning our troubles in life, are they because God has abandoned us? The fathers say not at all. St. Moses of Optina wrote, "We must give thanks for all things to the Lord, who has rightly given us difficulties that we may learn patience, which is more beneficial than comforts and ennobles the soul," makes the soul noble. Difficulties in life are not because God has left us. God wants to make us strong. Life's challenges are to strengthen us, that we might grow spiritually, that we might grow stronger in our faith and in our souls. On our subject of gratitude, another Optina father, St. Ambrose, writes, "Gratitude in a Christian is such a great thing that along with love, it accompanies him into the future life where he will celebrate with them the eternal Pascha." We'll take our gratitude and our love as guides to the heavenly life, the content of our life in the next world, in the heavenly realm. A grateful heart, a grateful mind. The Holy Fathers are ever ready to remind us and guide us along the narrow way that leads to life. The Word of God, the words of the Fathers, indeed are a great deal of words. And we have to translate these holy words into holy actions. Into holy actions. Again, St. Ambrose of Optina, "The kingdom of God is not in words, but in deeds. One should speak less, keep silence more, not judge anyone, and to everyone give respect." Those are the words of the fathers. I can't do better than that. The one leper turned back. He made that extra effort of thanksgiving. He had to still walk to Jerusalem to go to the priests for the blessing, but he remembered with gratitude the source of his help and healing. Do not doubt. Do not doubt, brothers and sisters, our Lord loves us. He brought us to himself. He brought us to his church. He showers us with the wisdom of the Holy Fathers. We have much indeed to be thankful for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.